We all came together thinking about destruction. Throughout the laning of the Megillas Eicha here in South Africa, I thought to myself, I was in a lot of places listening to Eicha. But you don't hear such a laning elsewhere. But that can't be enough. We cannot be satisfied that big people have a feeling for destruction. We have to work that by ourselves. We can't come together listening to Eicha, being touched by the emotions which come out, and go home. We have to find a way for ourselves. Feeling the destruction. The destruction which stems from the fact that Hashem is not present. Not only the destruction of pain, which we all feel now more than ever. Not only the fact that there is pain everywhere where we look around. No, it's much more. It is the actual fact that Hashem isn't there. He's not here. We have to find a way how we are able to relate to that. We are so far from this understanding that a lot of times what we are doing here, sitting low, like in Shiva, but a lot of times a person which is actually mourning after one of his relatives, which is Mechuyev Mitzad Adin, he has to say Kaddish. And he doesn't understand what has a Kaddish to do with the fact that someone passed away. I say Kaddish, that is a very lofty thing. But the pain and the thought that there was such a tragedy happening, what is that connected to the Kaddish? We see how far we are from what Torah wants from us. Because the simple fact that you say Kaddish after someone which passes away is a statement that you make, that you understand that Jewish life is there in the world in order to bring out Kedusha, to bring out Kedusha from Hashem. And we have to find a way how we can be aware more to that fact, that the presence of Hashem, that is the inner core of our own life. And when this presence isn't there, that is a source of all destruction. It's not only a historical source, that once there was a time when the Beis HaMikdosh was built in Yerushalayim, and then times were better. and Hashem left us alone. And then that was like a beginning of a chain, that in the end of that chain we are standing now and see that the world is a terrible place. It's not a far away reason a few thousand years ago. It is the reason now. The same way we say Kaddish on a person now, because now every single Jew is a revelation of the presence of Hashem. And when he passes away, the presence of Hashem passed away. And we are davening that this presence should come back. That's the Kaddish. The Kedusha, the Shem Hashem, should be revealed again. Because a Jew which is present in the world is a revelation of that. And when that is lacking, and we are not aware, that is destruction. We have to find our own way how to relate to that. We have to find a dimension which speaks to us, that we are able to see that in our actual life. It's not enough that there is an awareness, and an awareness that we have to daven. There's a terrible matzav and we have to daven. That is a very big thing. People think, when I am a believer and Hashem is the source of everything and I see how bad that is, and I believe that is a part which is demanded from me, that I should try to make things better, so I will daven. That's not enough. The first reaction is not davening. The first reaction is doing something else. We have to behave differently. We say that in Eicho. In Eicho, in the middle perek, it says, Mize oma vatei, Hashem lo itzivo. Everything comes from Hashem. I believe it. But what? It's depending on my actions. A very big person. It's depending on my actions. I have this recognition. So I will now pray, daven to the Borei Olam. And I will say, it's my bad actions. And I see it. And I want to daven to the Borei Olam, to Hashem, that he should take this terrible matzav away, this terrible situation. And that the Novi says, no. You shouldn't complain. The complaint over here means that you should daven. I understand it comes from you. Please take it away. No. No. We have to first, nach besod rocheinu v'nach koiro v'noshuvo ad Hashem. We have to take action. We have to do something about that. And then, niso levoveinu el kapayim el keil bashomayim. After we did something, we can turn to Hashem and say, please help us. But we can't only in the beginning phase say, we understand and we believe that we need the action Hashem should interfere with the world. We believe that and we want it. Let's daven. No, it's not enough. It's even not enough that I understand that it depends on me and I have to daven. I did something wrong. This recognition is not enough. We have to do something. Nach besod rocheinu. We have to look around. We have to check us. We have to find where could be in our life a beginning point that we should restore the reality which is so distorted. And then we can daven. Nisalav Aveinu, that we can daven to Hashem. So that is what we have to think. How can we, in our own life, find that this destruction of world, this world which is a place of destruction, not a place of building, how can we do that? That we accept another way of working, another way of behaving, that we should be able, that our own actions should be a stone in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. How can we do that? The difference between a destructed world and a built world is harmony. A world which is the way it has to be, it's a harmonious world. Destruction stems from the fact that there is a lack in this balance, in this harmony which the world would have to be. Everyone wants a building, but his building, it's his thing. It should be like him. You look around, everyone thinks like this. From the small till the big, from the biggest politician till the smallest person, everyone has one agenda, his own point of view has to be pushed through. He will do it more with diplomacy, the other one does it more forceful, but there's one general thing going on. I want that my will should be actualized. That should be. I want that my point of view should be there. This is the source of all distraction. Of all destruction. The source of everything. A destructed world is that everyone pulls to his own side. Everyone wants his side to be the guiding side. The world falls apart. That's the inner core of Sinas Chinam. The inner core of Sinas Chinam is not that I hate you because you did something, because it's for nothing. No, I hate you because you are not promoting my side. Bechinam. No reason for it. It's not because you did something. Whenever you did something, that's not Sinas Chinam. Even when you did the slightest thing, which is no reason to be enraged, but it's not called Chinam. The way you know from the Halacha, when you buy even a house for one prute, that's not called Chinam. It's a non-proportional payment, but it's not Chinam. But Chinam means there's nothing. There's nothing there. What is there? It's there that you are different than me. It's there that you pull in other, towards another side than me. And I want that everyone should pull in my side. The world falls apart. Destruction. We have to find a way how to overcome that. But this is not solved by being weak. Okay, I have not to put an emphasis on my side. Everyone with his own truth. Everyone with his own direction. I am tolerant. That's nonsense. That doesn't do the job. That's not called harmony. That's called ceasefire. There is a way of ceasefire. I could take my gun, I could shoot, and then I don't. But we don't live in harmony. We don't have an harmonious connection. The world won't be built. You don't have any stone in a building which I want to build. I only simply don't interfere with you. That can't be the solution. We can't have a solution to that terrible problem we are in. A world of destruction. A world which falls apart in front of our eyes. The solution can't be that we have to be smaller. The solution has to be that we have to be bigger. The bigger person is understanding that even though he has an agenda, he wants something, but this agenda is a part of a plan which is way above everything he could fathom. We have to open ourselves up that our life is a life which is not confined by our own will. It's not confined by what we want, what we want to be. Our life is open, but the life is open to something above, which Torah calls Hashroas Hashchina. Our life is open to a dimension which is way beyond what I want. And all what I want is only a little contribution to that bigger picture which has to be there. That is called a built world. But this is difficult, because I do not want to open up. I want to stay small. I want to stay small. I don't want to be bigger. It's convenient to be small. It is a way of life which is full with pleasure. It's full with good things. Why not? Esof hat sich nicht ogenart. That's what the Balatanya said when he went to Peterburg. Esof hat sich nicht ogenart. He didn't fool himself. No. It's not the world which is fool. People don't run after a thing which gives nothing. Hat sich nicht ogenart. But a world of destruction. It's a world which in the end falls apart. Because everyone pulls into his direction. And then the world can't exist, falls apart. But on the way, it looks like that this is what I want. Just my own agenda is just about to be realized. And in the end it will fall apart. It can't sustain. Impossible. Because one side alone can't survive. We have to have a building which includes all of the Klali soil, all of it. And that means that there has to be something from above which enters the picture. And we are reluctant. We don't want that. Over here, this is the depth of our work. The godless, the way we spoke. We have to be bigger. Bigger means I have to be bigger than myself. It's not that I have to be bigger, more knowledge. I have to be bigger than myself. I have to be touched by a thing which is way bigger than what I am. And we have to open ourselves up to that. The beginning of that work is in Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. It's like the destruction was Sinas Chinom. And Sinas Chinom means that I hate you because you don't have the same agenda as me. So the beginning of accepting a higher reality is in that realm of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. You can't begin only in some lofty thoughts and you think, you turn your eyes up and say, I'm open to a higher reality. That doesn't obligate you, because Hashem doesn't rebel and he will not tell you you are wrong. You will only see it after 120. But your neighbor will tell you that you didn't do the job. He will tell you that. And there the work begins. Because the other person will tell you whether he feels you accept that he is also a part of the binyan. Your neighbor will tell you that. He will feel it. And you have to work for that. It's not only your neighbor. It could be in your own home. The interaction in your home with your family. There are different opinions in a home. But the most simple thing in a home is that my opinion and the other opinion at home, they are both part of a bigger picture, which is called building a Jewish home. And we forget about that. You can come to the Rav sits on a basin, I understand. You can come to the basin by the Rav, and he will have every second day at least, when not every day, people coming to him which forgot about that. They forgot that their own home, there is a bigger picture there. No, it's about me. My home is about my thought. It's about my preference. It's about me. And when the other side is not coming along with me, that causes problems. And you forgot that there is a bigger picture. Now you see what you heard, what you were hearing when you made chasene, and you heard that a home is a place for Hashroza Hashchina. Then as a young, newly married person, you thought that your eyes were going upside, and then you thought, that's something very big, and you didn't really understand what it means. I tell you what it means. It means that the other side at home thinks differently and has a different agenda than you. But it's a part of the same picture, because the picture is bigger than your agenda. That is Hashroz Hashchina. That means that something bigger enters your own reality. You have to be open to that. And you are reluctant. You don't want that. You want that your point should be emphasized. You close yourself in front of a world which could be better. Because this is our work towards a better world. We have to know that there is a possibility, even though we are so far, there is a possibility that this world could reveal simply a reality which we even don't fathom. I want now to ask all this big crowd over here whether you once, I asked it already, but you once thought, what would do a person which was living in the time of the Tanakh, when he would see us, what would he ask us? He would ask you, Shalom Aleichem, you have such a nice beard, looking like a Jew, you have nevuah. No, I have no nevuah. So you have a novi in your street? No. But you have Ruach HaKodesh. You have Ruach HaKodesh, no? No, I don't have. So, but in your town, there are several people with Ruach HaKodesh. No, there's no one there. On the globe, there's someone with Ruach HaKodesh. You have to say no, there's no one there. Not one. What would he say? He would say, are you Jewish? Are you sure you are Jewish? That's not a Jew. The reality of the Jew is that he is related actively to a dimension which is way above him. That's the reality of a Jew. That's the way the Jewish nation was born. That's the way the Jewish nation got the Torah. That's the way the Jewish nation got the Beis HaMikdash. It was an active relationship to something which is above. I think they would look at us and say, it's unclear. They are Jewish, but it's unclear where that is. Are you Jewish? That would be the question. And we would have to cry and say, yes, we are Jewish, but destroyed, kaput, because we have nothing to do with anything above ourselves. Nothing. We have no access to anything. We are alone. There is no Bira Olam there. There is nothing above us. But this work is not only a lofty work, which is high things in Kabbalah or whatever it is. It's a very practical work. In your practical day, the way Sinas Chinom is a very practical thing. But the tikkun on that you are able to see that the other person is a part of a bigger picture which is actual for you. This bigger picture speaks to you that you can do. And then you also can begin to cry. You also can begin to be touched. Where are we that we don't do that? Where are we that we are so confined to our own limits? Where are we? Do we have anything to do with what the Torah wants from us? Are we entirely destroyed? That is the question you have to ask yourself. Hashem is interested in us. He wants that. This is the background of our relationship. We have to be very careful that our faith in Hashem is not a mechanical one. That's not something which is that we think, I do the right thing, I get the right answer. I do the wrong thing, I get the wrong answer. That is what Hashem is about. It's not. There is something much deeper going on. Hashem is interested in us. He wants that. He doesn't let go. And this, the Jewish nation feels all the time, that Hashem doesn't let go. And that is the inner core of those tzoras we have. The tzoras we have is because he says, I don't let you go. The goyim, they live a good life with their own sight. They have a good life. I don't know what is the sight of the South African. It could be it's the safari or something like this. That's a good thing to go. It's very nice. Nature or whatever it is. The Bereuim lets the community, the larger community, do that. Why not? When you are in another place, wherever it is, you know, you can go to America, you can go to South America. He lets them play the samba and they are happy, you know, doing whatever they want. They are happy. But Hashem doesn't let us. He doesn't let. And we want to be happy with our own sight, with our own little agenda. And we try to do that, and he simply doesn't let it. And once in a while, it looks like that is, it's possible. And we over here in South Africa thought, till this year, you know, Kenayin Hora Baruch Hashem, fine, so we have to daige for our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. And now, you see, cracks are showing up over here in South Africa too. Because Hashem doesn't let us. He doesn't. Because he is interested in us. He wants us. He's interested. And he doesn't let that go. And he will deal with the Klal Yisrael till we are ready to accept this higher reality. That is his interest. This is the terrible day of Tisha B'Av, which Hashem tells us, when you go like this, you play around with my interest. I don't know whether you are aware on that. It's a terrible statement we make. A terrible one. Tomorrow morning, it's the only day which is Yom Chol. We are davening and don't put on tefillin. We do not put on tefillin. So it is Eifer Tachas Pe'er, but we don't put on tefillin. We say Shachris and we say the Krishma, we don't put on tefillin. The tefillin are the expression of that Hashem is interested in us. That's the tefillin. Because in the tefillin of Hashem, which Gemara says, Hashem himself, he also puts on tefillin. There it says, Mika Amcho Yisrael, Hashem is so interested in Klal Yisrael. And by our tefillin it says, Shema Yisrael, we are interested in him. That's the mutual interest which is expressed in the tefillin. So tomorrow morning, we will stand. So the one which puts on Eifer Tachas Pe'er, you could do that. People do that, people don't do that. But you could do whatever you want. Yeah. But the fact is, you don't put on tefillin. What do you say? The Bereulam tells us, Hashem tells us, I am interested in you. But now, this morning, I'm not interested. I throw you away. Such a destruction. You go into it with your own decision. You go into such a destruction. My interest is gone. I throw you. That is the tefillin. It's terrible. It's a terrible matzav. Tomorrow morning, when you are davening without tefillin, there's not a technicality that you don't put them. It is a statement. It's a statement that you say, the Borei Olam tells us, I'm simply not interested in you. I throw you out. And we are davening like Benidui, the way it is, without shoes, whatever it is, thrown out people. Thrown away. Because our actions and the way we behave, we are so far, we make a statement that we are far from this accepting that there is something higher going on in our life. We have to open ourselves up to that back. We have to do that. We have to find a way. And it's not a lofty thing. It is a thing which is very much depending also on Be'odam L'chaveiroi. We see another person, and we see him, and we understand I and him share something which is way above my own reality. And then I can see he has also a stone in the Beis HaMikdosh, the way I have. But when only my agenda has to be emphasized, I don't have any stone in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the other one also not. And that is the destruction. Then the whole thing falls apart. This is big self-work. It is not easy. I don't put in front of you an easy task. But it is something one has to be aware. And I think everyone in this room can be aware of that. So we won't reach a madrege that this presence which was in the Beis HaMikdosh and the presence of the Hashem which was there, and Nisim Gluim, all these things, they are speaking to us in a way that we are sitting low. But we have to find something to identify with that we are sitting low. We lost something. We lost a dimension in our life. We lost something now, not 1,000 years ago. I think Avelis has a din, the Rav will correct me, but I think Avelis has a din that on a Shmure Choyke you don't sit. Yeah? So, with Eure, Shmure Choyke means when something is already past a year ago, then you don't sit Shiva anymore. So this Korban Abayis was 1,000 years ago, and we still sit low. Because it's not the Shmure Choyke. It's not something far away which happened once, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. No, it's not something far away. It's something which happens now to us. Because in our little world, we are in that small world putting all the effort to destroy it. All the effort. That's what it's called to be successful. When you look at a person who is successful, the one which emphasizes business, he emphasizes part, the one which is a ruler, a strong man, he is successful. We till now define success by destruction. That's our definition of success. We shouldn't sit low. That's a Shmure Choyke. That's something which is far away. It's under our nose, this destruction. And that's what we have to fight. When we will do that, we will ourselves see there is something to be sad about, that we are so low. There is something to think we really lack this clarity that our life is a part of a far bigger picture. This has to be something which we are feeling. So I spoke now on Benodom Lachaveiroi. That means in a personal interaction. We can also speak about that, and I have to do that, about Benodom Lamok. We have to find also a way that we feel that the presence of Hashem as the Creator is lacking. We have that in the Tefillah, in the Shmona Esra. Because the backbone of the Shmona Esra is that Hashem is interested in us. And every single day we are crying in our Shmona Esra about that the interest of Hashem doesn't show itself in our world. Are you interested in us? That's the way we are living. So our tefillah is based on that we want that His interest should be emphasized. That's the whole thing in tefillah. But that is the tefillah about. He is interested in us. That's why we are making the geula before the tefillah. The geula means that Hashem was or is interested in us the way He was in Egypt. He was interested in us. We didn't have good deeds there. You could look it up in the Ramban. When we were caught up in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, we were not, we didn't deserve redemption. We didn't deserve that after 400 years. We didn't. And even after 430 years, we didn't. Because we were too low. But even on these low people, Hashem was interested. He was interested in these low people, and He took us out. And He made us into the Jewish nation. He's interested in us. And that's the background of our tefillah. You are interested in us. That is the interest, that we suffer so much. That's the tefillah. That we are crying, or we are being touched from that. That we destroyed this interest. We live in a world which is interest of Hashem doesn't show up. It's a destruction. There we're living. And we daven that He should go away. That the interest of Hashem should show up. We shouldn't be left alone. That is the tragedy every single day we deal with. It's a world's tragedy. We have here two things to work on. The first is a personal tragedy. That I, at my home, I'm not accepting, even at my home, that there is a bigger picture going on. And the other side also has a part in that bigger picture. Even that the other side is differently opinionated than me. But has also part in that bigger picture. That's a very personal thing. And every single day we are dealing with a worldly destruction. That's the tefillah. We think, Hashem, You are interested in the Jewish nation. Please let that show up. And it's a pain that it doesn't show up. That's a backbone for our tefillah. It's a world's tragedy. And over there is a personal tragedy. I think that these two things, the davening from one side, that we are thinking that the Hashem is interested and it should show up. And the personal part, that we ourselves are agreeing with that. That there is a bigger thing going on. And my side is not the only thing which has to be emphasized. But we are able to work this out. We also have a connection back to this Avelis. To this, how can it be that Hashem is so far from us? We take a step. We take a step in the right direction. We ourselves walk even 1 millimeter, but in the right direction. How can it be that Hashem is so far? So far. And lets us so alone. Without any presence. How can that be? So that is, I think, our personal work. When we work in that way, every one of us is able to open up his world. And he sees that greatness doesn't mean muscles. Greatness doesn't mean the success of the Western civilization. Greatness means relating to something above. There's something more which I relate to. That's real greatness. And we have to work on that. Hashem wants big people. Every one of us is a godel. I think personally, today is a whole question going on. What does it mean, a godel or not a godel? I don't know what that means. There are certain, what is the criterion? But one of the criterion of someone which is big is that he has a shaychus, he has an access or a relation to something which is above him. A godel is not a knowledgeable person. A godel is not a big man. A godel is someone which has an ability to access or to relate to a dimension which is above, way above. And when he has that, that is Adam Godel. And there are people which don't have that. They relate only to their own reality. Is it in Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi? Is it in Ben Adam L'Mokum? But they relate only to their own reality. Small people. We don't want to be small. We want to be big. Mi Goy Godel. We read in the Parsha. Now, in Voschanam, in this week's Parsha, Kimi Goy Godel. What is that big nation which has this closeness to Hashem through Tfiladir? We are a big nation. We have a greatness, and that is the closeness to Hashem, the godless. So we have to be bigger people. Don't try to stay small. Don't try to stay small and comfortable. Don't try to stay small and being successful. Try to be big. Whether you will be successful with your side being big, this I can't guarantee. But you will be successful to be big. That perhaps your side won't come through, but you'll be big. You'll be bigger. That's the success. Not your side come through. Okay? So that what I think is our personal work. That we have to take an action and we have to do things that we should be shayach to this Avelis on Tisha B'Av. And we can't only come here and having a feeling, the way the Pasuk says, we have a feeling of that we are, the world is destroyed and we are crying and we are davening to Hashem. That would be the wrong thing. Because you can't daven, even when you recognize the right thing, you can't daven in the beginning. You can't do that. You have to first try to take a step in the right direction. We have to take a step in the right direction. After that step, we can tell the Borei Olam, why do you do that to us? We took a step. But you can't say it in the beginning. Why do you do that to us when you don't take a step? So I think those are the steps which we have to take, that we should be able to have a stone in the Beis HaMikdash which should be built b'mehera v'yomeinu. Amen.